Now, verse 1, we begin there. Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not the doubtful disputations. Now, actually, it's the one who is weak in faith. Receive him into your fellowship, but not with the view of passing judgment upon his scruples. That is, upon his conduct, upon his viewpoint. And this now connects us with what's gone before. In other words, Paul had said that all of these things, that you will not commit adultery and all that sort of thing, not bear false witness, not covet, that the law of love will cover all of that. But now he says the law of love is to go into action. So in condemning things which are immoral and obviously wrong, back in chapter 13, he warns against the danger of condemning questionable matters which are not expressly forbidden in Scripture. And Paul, speaking almost ex cathedra. Now, will you notice? He says the one who is weak, it's in faith. It doesn't mean he's weak in the truths of the gospel, the facts of faith. But rather, it refers to this abstract quality of faith. It means the faith of the weak falters and hesitates about matters of conduct. He doesn't know what he should do relative to certain things. This one is to be received into the fellowship of the believers with open arms. You may not agree with him, but you're to receive him if he's a believer in Christ. You're not to receive him in order to raise an argument with him or with them about their extreme separation. Now, one group of believers is not to sit in judgment upon another group of believers about questionable matters of Christian conduct. Some things are not expressly condemned in the Scripture. And some believers separate themselves from these things. And by the way, if they want to, that's their business. And maybe they should do it. But these things ought not to separate believers. And the church has no authority to decide questions of personal liberty in things not expressly forbidden in Scripture. That is a note in the Scofield Reference Bible, and one that should be called our attention today.